the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
L, God promises to love me.
Singing that in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Before leaving the upper chamber where Jesus and his 12 had eaten the Passover supper and instituted the Lord's Supper, the Savior leads his disciples in a song of praise.
Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations.
Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
After the hymn, they go out. Through the crowded streets they make their way, passing out of the city gate toward the Mount of Olives. Slowly they proceed, each busy with his own thoughts.
Jesus said that Judas would betray him, and the way he stormed out of the supper room would seem to indicate that he was angry and up to something deceitful. And all the time we thought Judas was such a good man, a fine example of what a man should be. Jesus once said that men judge by outward appearance, while God judges from the thoughts and motives of the heart. And to think that all this time,
just what Judas was stealing money from the general fund,
he said that he was about to return to his father.
I suppose he means that he's going to die and that his spirit will go to God in heaven. Yet he couldn't have meant that. He once said, plain as day, the dead know not anything. It's a mystery. One of those things that Jesus spoke of as being something we will someday know and understand. But one thing only do I know. Jesus is the Son of God.
My peace,
and I shall always love and obey him.
Peace I leave with you. That is what the Master said. He leaves peace with us. I wonder where it is he is going that we cannot follow. As for me being offended because of him or denying him thrice, it's impossible. I love and adore him too much to even think of such a thing. He is my master, my lord, and I will undergo anything for him. Torture, ridicule, death, anything.
As they start down the Kidron Valley toward the mount, Jesus says in a tone of deep sadness,
all of ye, my beloved disciples, shall be offended because of me this night, and ye shall flee from me. For God will kill the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised to life, I will go to Galilee ahead of you.
I will never leave you, my Lord, even though all the rest do.
Again I say unto thee, Peter, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice.
If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise.
So will I die with thee, Master, gladly.
And I will die too, Master.
On that moonlit walk from Jerusalem to the foot of the Mount of Olives, Jesus too has his thoughts. But not one thought for self, all for his followers, especially those 11 so dear to him.
Peter means every word he says, but he does not know how powerful the enemy is, nor does he understand how deeply within himself is hidden self-love, self-assurance, and unsanctified temper. Peter, as do all of my followers, needs to learn to distrust himself and have trust and faith only in me. I have a deep yearning to save all my children from trial and temptation, but this they must go through and conquer. But I will not leave them comfortless. Somehow, I must illustrate to them the connection between themselves and me after I have ascended to the Father. The stately sycamore, the lofty cedar, the strong oak. No, they stand alone, independent of help and support. Beautiful, but bearing no fruit. The grapevine? It must have support, something to hold on to entwine itself about, to climb heavenward. And it does bear fruit. So must my followers lean upon me, entwine their love with mine to have eternal life. It is true that the elders and Pharisees shall trample upon the vine and put it to death. Yet shall my Father plant me on the other side of the wall. The vine stalk shall not be visible. It shall be hidden from the crude assaults of men. But the branches of the vine shall hang over the wall. From them shall fruit be obtained, which passers-by shall pluck.
The full moon reveals a flourishing grapevine, Drawing the attention of the disciples to it, the Savior employs it as a symbol.
I am the true vine, ye are the branches, and my Father is the husband. Every branch that beareth no fruit he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit he pruneth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth into the fire, and is burned. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Love those who persecute you. Pray for them who despitefully use you. This is my new commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. When the Comforter is come, whom I will send you from the Father, he shall bear witness of me. Therefore, my beloved, ye also shall bear witness of me. And behold, I shall come and take you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow, and if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible and Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
light. And with the light and the darkness, the first day passed. On the second day, God said, "Let there be a great space." So the space was formed, deep and high. God called the space sky. God made rivers and seas on the third day. He formed the mountains and deserts, the islands and beaches. He planted tall trees, swaying grasses, and flowers of every color. When the fourth day came, God put lights in the sky, the fiery sun for daytime, the sparkling moon and dancing stars for night. On the fifth day, of all shapes and sizes, he made the birds to glide across the sky. God made animals on the sixth day, furry animals, scaly animals, smooth, sleek animals. And on that day, God made man. When he was finished, God saw that everything he made was very good.
With you.
I'm so sleepy.
Well, you look like you're about to doze off right here in the library. What time did you go to bed last night?
I don't know, but it was really dark outside.
Sam! What? What? This is serious. You're not getting enough sleep.
I agree. So if you'll excuse me.
No, not here in the library. You need to get more sleep at home.
I can't go home. I'm in school.
You need to get more sleep at home at night.
How? I'm not sleepy at night. Only during the day. At school. In the library.
What did you eat for supper last night?
I'm sleepy, not hungry.
When you eat a big meal in the evening, your stomach has to work hard to digest all the food. And that can keep you awake. And what did you do right before you went to bed?
I watched television.
Aha!
Shh, sorry.
Sam, when you watch those action shows you like so much, your mind gets all excited and your body gets all tense. That can keep you from going to sleep, too.
So what should I do?
Eat a smaller meal in the evening, and don't watch television for at least an hour before going to bed. You might want to drink a nice cup of herbal tea, too.
Herbal tea? Do I look like someone who drinks herbal tea?
All right. A nice cup of warm water and honey, then. Something to calm you down.
Okay. Light meal. No action shows. Water and...
Sam, you're embarrassing me.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Been good donkey, you rode me all your life. hat for the angel, you'd be dead. Didn't you see the sword in his hand? You might have lost your head. Oh, Balaam, don't you know there's an angel in the road? Oh, Balaam, don't you know there's an angel in the road?
I was blind to you when I beat up on my donkey, and I'll never, never do it again.
Oh, Balaam, now you
You've joined me today for another story just for you. Today's story is The Easy Way. Harold wriggled about in his seat uncomfortably. He hated to admit it, even to himself, but he would have given almost anything to be up on that stage playing his baritone horn. He looked down at his fisted hands, trying to avoid the pitying looks of his schoolmates. It was the night of the annual school concert, and he wasn't in it. His mother leaned over and patted him on the shoulder, murmuring soothing words, but they didn't soothe Harold this time, as they usually did. As Harold stared at Roy, his best friend, confidently playing his clarinet there on the stage, he began to wonder whether his parents' decision had been really wise. He remembered a day several months ago, soon after school began. Mr. Bostwick, the bandmaster, must have been feeling really rough that day. Mr. Bostwick was always strict, but that day he was unusually so, even for him. He scolded both Harold and Roy so severely at band rehearsal that both boys had left the school angry as hornets and vowing they would never go to band practice again. Harold remembered that he had kept his hasty promise. He never did go back to rehearsal. He put his horn in its case, and there it stayed. But Roy had done differently. He was back to rehearsal the very next day. Harold asked him why, and Roy explained quietly, Well, I was pretty mad at Mr. Bostwick, and I told my folks all about it. They sat down with me and talked the whole thing through. After a while, I could think a little clearer. They explained that there were two courses open to me. I could work off my anger by having nothing more to do with Mr. Bostwick or the band. That was the easiest course of action I could take, they said. Harold remembered interrupting Roy at this point. That's the only thing to do, he said. Show old Bostwick. We'll never go back to band practice again and never have to take any more of his insults or scoldings. That'll show him. But will it show him? Roy had answered calmly. My dad said I could grit my teeth and make up my mind I was going to learn to play my clarinet well in spite of everything and everybody and keep on going to rehearsals. That was the other possible course. Harold remembered shrugging his shoulders. It sounds to me like you're chicken, just lying down and letting Mr. Bostwick walk all over you. Now me, I won't stand for that sort of stuff. He can't shove me around. Harold's parents had reacted differently than Roy's. They had been indignant at the bandmaster. They had told Harold he didn't have to take such insults. So Harold hadn't gone to rehearsals anymore. Now, as Harold watched Roy play, he wondered who had been right. Suddenly, it seemed to him that Roy had gained so much, and he had lost so much. His horn lay idle in a dusty case at home, while Roy shone in his hands, bringing forth beautiful music, even though he had learned under a harsh taskmaster. But maybe that is one way to learn things, Harold thought, by strict discipline and constant application to duty. The band concert was over. But while Harold was applauding heartily, he was making up his mind that if he ever had another chance, he wouldn't take the easy way out.
The story you've heard today was first published as part of the Vacation Bible School program in the book God's World by the Review and Herald Publishing Association and the General Conference Sabbath School Department. If you are interested in any other products published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955. This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. The children come, please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.